Novelist Harold Brodkey died last January. He had AIDS. In the 2.5 years before his death, he kept a journal in which he recorded the progress of his disease. That journal has been published under the title This Wild Darkness. Alan Chews has this review.
Never a shy writer, Harold I Know My Work Will Live Brodkey announced in the pages of The New Yorker that he was dying. In this short but powerful posthumously published journal, Brodkey confesses that he is an addict of language, of storytelling. I love to talk, he says. And he lets us follow the progress of his fatal illness along with him. Boldly facing his subject, Brodkey leads us from his first nearly fatal pneumonia on through bouts of various debilitating ailments up until the time that his doctors give him up for lost. What did this feel like? Like being locked out of the house when I was 6 years old. Brodkey reports that at first death was something he envisioned as soft, softly lit, vastly dark. But as his white cell count swings downward, he concludes that death is a bore. It doesn't glitter with meaning, he says. It's just there. And his long illness, he remarks, taking a nasty and unwarranted poke at a living writer, is like being trapped in an Updike novel. As his life dissolves, Brodkey turns his attention to matters of love and art and obscurity and fame. Though now and then I found myself skipping over sections that reminded me that his fiction contained some of the most pretentious and opaque passages in English, most of what he writes here is clear, exact, sometimes even moving. Brodkey ended his journal in the late fall of 1995, a few months before his death, with a spare and moving meditation on his own fading identity, trying to make every word count, and causing even a skeptical reader such as myself to wish that he had not gone silent so soon.
The book is This Wild Darkness by Harold Brodkey. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.